Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock, our redeemer, and our hope and strength in every need. Amen. You may be seated. Our text this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. St. Paul writes, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Confronted with a paradox here, aren't we? A seemingly absurd statement that, when examined, actually may be true. On the one hand, this world says that you are not strong until you have acquired fame, fortune, wealth, popularity, and the like. And on the other hand, St. Paul this morning says, it is not until we are weak, not until the Christian realizes that this world's treasures are fleeting and temporary, and as King Solomon wrote, meaningless, it is not till then, and only then, that the Christian can be strong. St. Paul says he was weak because a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. We don't know what this thorn in the flesh, this messenger of Satan, was. Some have speculated maybe after his first missionary journey he had problems with malaria or the effects thereof. Some have wondered if maybe due to what he writes in some of the epistles, maybe he struggled with his eyes and his eyesight. Again, we don't know. Any guessing is pure speculation. And honestly, at the end of the day, it just doesn't really matter. What we do know is that this thorn in the flesh was a physical ailment. And also, as we read the Greek tells us that this wasn't just some little short time thing, something temporary, because it says it continued to buffet him. It was an ongoing process. And so for whatever the reason, the Lord allowed Satan to use this messenger again and again and again to cause St. Paul physical problems. Why? Why would the God, who calls himself the God of love, allow Satan to do such a thing to his hand-picked apostle to the Gentiles? Well, it seems like St. Paul wondered that very thing too as he prayed, asking the Lord to take this ailment away from him, to get rid of this messenger of Satan. But finally, the Lord, on his time and in his way, let Paul know why that thorn was there. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." The Lord was telling St. Paul here in these verses that he, as he became weak, being tormented by that thorn, by that messenger of Satan, then, only then, would St. Paul able to be strong. And the reason in that weakness that Paul was able to be strong was because he had no other option but to look up and to look to and to cling to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in order to have strength. The thorn in your flesh this morning. Some of us in this room, as we sit here, we struggle against and are tormented by physical ailments, thorns in the flesh. Maybe for somebody here this morning, it's arthritis. Maybe it's cancer. Maybe it's a difficulty of being able to breathe or see right. Maybe it's diabetes. Maybe it's the effects of having had a heart attack or a stroke. Maybe it's Crohn's disease. And if you're here this morning and you have yet to encounter a thorn in the flesh, a physical ailment, what then is that messenger of Satan that is battering you at this moment as you have entered this building today? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? Is it as you sit here this morning, right now, this very second, as I'm talking, you feel a need to have that drink or that drag? How about anger, hatred? What about wealth? Can you identify that thorn in the flesh, that messenger of Satan that is tormenting you in your life right now on this very day? Why? Why do you have that thorn in the flesh? Why is God allowing that messenger of Satan right now to batter you again and again and again, making your life miserable? Now, maybe as you sit here this morning, because we're discussing this, maybe you think you know why. But how about when you're not sitting here attentively listening in worship in God's house? How about when you're in the classroom? How about when you are in your office? How about when you're back in the res hall? How about when you are at home? At those times, do you know why that thorn, why that messenger is there beating you up, making your life miserable? If we're honest with ourselves, we probably don't, humanly speaking. And if we do, we probably forgot why. God, if you love me, why am I sick even though I'm taking care of my body? Why can't I ever get ahead and I seem to only be falling further and further behind? Why does it seem like, God, that only this drink or drug is the only friend I have? Why am I only happy when sex is involved? Why do I hurt so much? And you know what, God? Why? Why? Because, you know, right now, I'm here in your house when I could be back studying for that midterm exam, showing how good a student I am, or I could be in my office working on that pile of work that just gets hired to show how important I am in my job. Why, God, why? I'm not going to stand up here this morning in front of you as you are being tormented by that thorn or that messenger of Satan and give each one of you a reason why individually, why that is happening to you that you're going to like or that's going to agree with your human reason. I won't do that and I can't do that because just like you, I too have questioned God in times that I didn't understand when things were happening to me. Like you, I've shown my human weakness and I have questioned God why things in health have been the way they have been when I didn't think it should be that way. Or when the job hasn't gone like I thought it should. Or when one day was followed by a worse one. I must confess that in those times, I'm no different than you. I have sinned in the same way. And so may God forgive each one of us here this morning for such sins. Foolish we human beings are when we are being attacked by that thorn in the flesh and by that messenger of Satan. Foolish because who are we to think that the Lord of heaven and earth has to answer to us? And yet even more foolish, because the Lord who created all things visible and invisible in his love and mercy does give us an answer of love that we don't even deserve. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. He says, my child, only when you are weak in yourself can you then be truly strong in me. And we can be strong in the Lord of heaven and earth because in undeserved love, he became weak for us. He was tempted and tormented by Satan just like we are. But unlike you and me, he never succumbed to those things. He never fell to those things. He never questioned God the Father's will. Now, yes, he did go to the garden and he prayed that if there was some other way to fulfill mankind's salvific plan, then let that be done, Lord. But if not, then God the Father, may your will be done. And so God the Father's will was done by Jesus. And what that meant then, was that Jesus was truly going to understand what it meant to have a thorn in the flesh. Not just one, but multiple thorns of nature pierced his holy head as blood poured down his face. Not just one, but multiple thorns of men pierced his wrists and feet as they then threw him up on a tree. And as if that wasn't enough already, even in death, he had to be stuck one last time as that spear pierced his sacred side. But see, this holy life and death of Jesus is the reason and the only reason that we, even though who are weak, can still be strong. It is what makes God's grace sufficient for you and what makes it sufficient for me. In what looked to be like Jesus being weak because he became one of us in the flesh and because he died the death we should have died, it proved that God's plan of salvation was strong. It's strong because now our sins of falling to those thorns and messengers of Satan, to questioning God and demanding answers from the ruler and preserver of the world, and all the other sins that you and I commit in thought, word, and deed, have been washed away by the blood of Christ. Through word and sacrament, we become strong despite our human weaknesses because Christ's power rests on you and me by the gift of faith. And thankfully, the day, my friends, will come when you and I will only be strong. Because one day we will get to be in our real home of heaven. See, only the Lord and ruler and preserver of the universe would ever come up with a plan where you and I can be strong only when we realize that we're weak in ourselves. And see, that's where the comfort is. This plan isn't man-made. This plan comes and is fulfilled by the one who created all things, rules all things, and sustains all things. And so that means that as you sit here right now, knowing that whatever thorn or messenger walked in those doors with you this morning is going to walk right back out with you when you leave, so is the Lord of heaven and earth going to be there right next to you by your side. He will be there by your side in the word, in the sacraments, strengthening you in himself. And see, when that thorn or messenger you're dealing with right now leaves you and another one comes and takes its place, you and I are once again going to probably want to ask the question, why, God, why? And once again, you're going to have the comfort of knowing that although God is not going to give you a reason and come to you and tell you something that's going to agree with your wisdom or opinion, he's once again going to do just like he is right now, come to you in his word and give you his answer of love. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My friends, no matter the thorn or messenger that's tormenting you, know that your Lord and Savior is stronger and that he is there for you and that his grace is sufficient for you. It can and it will be the thing that will help you with the hurt and the suffering and the pain and the loss. It will be there for you and it will keep you close to him. It will forgive you every time you sin. And it also will be the thing that will finally get you to his side in heaven. To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. And by your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to both the body and the soul. And then also protect us from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt our soul and try to tear us away from you. We ask for your guidance, blessing, and grace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Lord bless you.